and a very good morning to you. Time for another Red River Radio Spotlight. Today, a very special project coming up here. A documentary about the artist Clementine Hunter, and that's going to be shown at the Robinson Film Center, and that's coming up February 2nd with a couple of showings. Joining me in the studio is the filmmaker himself, Art Shiver, along with producer Ann Gramillion and John Gale, also, I guess, co-producing, and also whose voice you get to hear in the film. But, Ann, let me start with you, since you're the producer on this project. Talk about how this whole thing developed and, you know, why we have this documentary.
Well, it's a delightful story. Art, it has been a friend of mine for decades, and he, in one of our email exchanges, simply asked the question, or told me, rather, I'm getting ready to do a documentary on the life and work of Clementine Hunter, and I'm just determined to do the entire production in the state of Louisiana. Would you happen to know a good filmmaker and good cameraman and editing suite,
and you have some experience.
And I have a little bit of experience, and I suddenly in that moment realized Art had moved away from Shreveport when my previous firm, Gramillion and Pugh and Associates, was maybe six people, and of course the firm had a beautiful motion design department with Matt Weeks and Jared Navarre and Brad Campbell, Nathan Pizar. And I said, really? I know a very good one right at the back of my building, and convinced Arthur to drive over from Dallas to meet with the fellas. And it was almost instantaneous. They just gravitated to one another. They fell in love, the team fell in love with Arthur, and saw his vision, and it was a magical development from that point forward. We all started working on the script together, which Arthur had already done a wonderful job of, and then we shopped the locations in June, and then we chose the hottest part of the summer to head back down to Natchitoches to actually do the filming, Melrose, an African house. And it was the July the 12th and 11th and 12th, I think. And I refer to African house as the Vietnamese hot box, because we had to, of course, turn off all the fans, close the windows, and it was considerably warm.
Well, that adds a level of authenticity to the project.
Yes, it did.
And of course, Clementine Hunter, you know, from the mid-20th century, an African-American woman with all this artwork now that is so well respected. Art, let me ask you, what this obviously was a project that you really wanted to do. Why don't you talk a little bit about why it was such an important documentary for you?
Oh, I'm delighted to. A few years ago, Tom Whitehead, who is the world's famous Clementine Hunter expert, and I worked on two books about the artist, and one especially related to the African house murals. And the books did quite well. And what the LSU Press book is probably the definitive book on her life and how she got to be famous, because it's difficult if you're an African American house worker in Louisiana in the last century to ever get any kind of recognition, but she did. And I knew that a film would reach more people than the books.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a wonderful story of how she rose to fame and how she became who she was that I wanted to tell the story. And having written the books, I kind of knew where all the art was, things that couldn't be put in the books, the pictures and things of not only the paintings, but there were quite a few pictures of her during her early years at Melrose, thanks to Francois Mignon, who we can get into later, who was her mentor. But I was determined to do the documentary, and I mentioned it to my wife, and she said, "Oh, I think that's a good idea." And so I set out to find a production company, and was going to New Orleans when Anne rescued me.
Well, that's a good choice. And of course, the book, you refer to the LSU Press book, that does happen to be, and this is just an aside, but it is related. It's one of our premiums that we offer during our pledge drive. In fact, you look up on the wall there, you can see up there where it says $240, Clementine Hunter book. That would be exactly that book.
That's a good price for it.
So this is a really good time for the documentary to come out from our standpoint.
Yes.
We never thought it would go for that much, did you? But in any case, of course, obviously, her artwork is really important. She's very important because she's one of the first African American women to get noted for
she is.
Being a
and she is she belongs to Louisiana. She's a Louisiana legacy, and just Tom Whitehead really is the person who has taken the mantle at this point in her life to talk about her, because he goes to museums all over the country and speaks about Clementine Hunter. But it was a fabulous story. It's just an amazing story that someone from her station in life could receive such acclaim. And a lot of the way that started was Francois Mignon came down from New York. He was a person who kind of created his own life as well, but that would deserve another book. He was a friend of Cammie Henry's, who ran the plantation at Melrose. And he was kind of appointed the job of historian, which means in terms of the way Francois worked, he made up a lot of things. But he did notice the value of the Clementine Hunter paintings. Mm-hmm. And he began to, everyone who would visit the plantation, and there were a lot of celebrities who would come through the years, and everyone got to meet the plantation artist. And he and another person, James Register, would correspond with Life magazine and Look and all of the different places. And she began to get a national notice. And there was a big spread in Look magazine, for example. And that's really where it started. But concurrently, what we look at now is what makes her significant, more even than the paintings themselves. Contextually, this took place during a time, during the last century, primarily during the middle section of the last century, when there was unrest in America. There were all kinds of changes going on in the civil rights and so forth. And she was in a rural area, not participating in any of that, obviously, not even aware of it, probably. She couldn't read or write. We know she was aware of it because she posted in her cabin a picture of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but we don't really know how she felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But and you look at what she was doing now, look at it now, and you can see what she was saying was, this is the way we lived. Because plantation history is largely white-centric, we say, or it's about the plantation owners, where their kids went to school in Europe, and you know how much property they owned, how many taxes they paid. And Clementine Hunter's paintings become a visual diary, saying, this is how we lived. We were born, we worked, we went to church, we died, we all of these kinds of experiences. And she pretty well records that in her art when you look at the whole body of work. So you have a social element that has really made her much more important.
John, as long as you're here and you're doing the voice of Francois Mignon in the story, did you find the experience helped you connect with the story of Clementine Hunter? And should I ask you, what did you think of the director? Anyway, talk about it from your perspective.
I always rely on lots of good direction, and I had it this time. No, it was quite a pleasure to do it. And yes, indeed, it got me much further into the entire story. And one of the things that I did to prepare for doing the voice of Francois is I asked Art for an audio clip, if he had one, of Francois speaking. And of course there was one, about a 35-minute segment of audio conducted in an interview years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I listened to that over and over again, and of course then I became familiar with some of the questions being asked and his answers to them. And then I began reading a little bit more online about he's written quite a lot, voluminous notes through the years about what went on at Melrose, which was a fascinating place. And so yes, that was, for me, that was a very much a touchstone and a point of entry into a larger story that surrounded Clementine Hunter. And the title of the documentary is Clementine Hunter's World. So I believe Art's intent was to create not just a focus on her art, mm-hmm. but on a little bit broader perspective of the environment within which she lived and fueled her art.
Sure.
Francois was an important part of that, and one of the most wonderful things that he did is he dreamt up the idea of the African House murals. And I'm not sure how that came to him, but in his own words, he thought it would be quite extraordinary for an African woman to paint African murals in an African mm-hmm. house, and that would be, in his words, alarming. So
hasn't there been some restoration work that's mm-hmm. been done on that?
The African House murals have been restored and conserved several times, but the last time, a couple of years ago, they are absolutely extraordinary now. They are bright and bold, very much like they were when she painted them. Mm-hmm. So this is the first opportunity, too. They allowed us, APHN, which owns Mel Rose and operates it, allowed us to go in upstairs in the second floor of African House with cameras and lights and so forth. And in the movie, we take each panel of the murals and explain them, because we kind of know who the people are, and we will give you contextual background by showing the scenes she saw on the plantation in terms of photography and how she interpreted it in paint. And so we do that inside the African House murals. If this film did nothing else, it brings the African House murals to the rest of the world, because it's her most important work.
And the opportunity that's coming up for people to be able to see this film and experience that, we're talking about this Thursday. That's going to be two showings at 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon and 7:30 p.m. in the evening. But it's not just the showing of the film. I know, Art, that you're going to be there, and talk a little bit about what else people can expect if they attend.
Yes. Following each one of the showings at 5:30 and 7:30 on the 2nd, there will be a Q&A with a 5-member panel that includes the filmmaker, Art Shiver, and Tommy Whitehead, and a young artist coming over from Grambling, Rodriguez Davis, who will be able to speak to an African-American artist experience today. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Henry Price, who also is in the movie, and the curator for Cammie Henry's estate, Mary Lynn, help me.
Mary Lynn Wendt. She's the archivist at the Cammie Henry Library at Northwestern State University. And she knows not only where everything's buried, she helped bury a lot of it. So she's a really particularly good when questions of history come up.
So we'll have people in authority to answer all kinds of questions. And I would like to just remind everybody the tickets are on sale now. The advance tickets are available by calling the Robinson or going to Robinson Film Theater online. And they
let me go ahead and give the phone number, since you just mentioned it. So
yes.
The number at the Robinson is 318-459-4122. Or you go to Robinson Film Center, as if it was one word, robinsonfilmcenter.org.
Wonderful. And just a reminder that the tickets are selling quite well, so you may want to go ahead and order your tickets now, because everywhere I go, people are telling me, oh, I'll see you there.
Sure.
And the house only seats 124 people, so the tickets are limited. Luckily, there will be two showings, however.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously a wonderful state-of-the-art theater, and I think the perfect kind of environment for something like this, because you have that intimacy both with the film and also the opportunity to hear and be a part of the panel discussion. Art, I'm going to leave you with the last word on the experience that people are going to have when they come. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, I think that John touched on this a bit. It's called Clementine Hunter's World because she never went very far in her life. She spent her entire life within about 250 miles of where she was born, but her image now stretches well beyond that. So there's sort of a double entendre intended there, and I think the audience will pick up on that, certainly by the end of the movie. when we realize how around the world her influence has been, with an opera written about her and a number of things.
That's filmmaker Art Shiver, who, along with Anne Gremillion and John Gale, we've been talking about the documentary that's going to appear at the Robinson Film Center this Thursday. Two showings, 5:30 p.m., 7:30 p.m. There'll be a panel discussion that you're welcome to listen and participate in as well during the showings. Information is at robinsonfilmcenter.org. You can get your tickets there. You can also call them, 318-459-4122. And the film is called Clementine Hunter's World. Thank you all for being here this morning, and look forward to seeing the film. And if you are with an organization and you have an event coming up you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, then give us a call at 800-552-8502.